I want to wake up each day and, you know, even if it's a hard day, I'm still going to do my best to find peace, joy, and create purpose in my life, you know, each and every day. And so I feel like we have to protect our peace every day, you know, however that looks. And then I think we can always find joy, even on the hard days, if we're training ourselves to look for it and to create these little joys. And then, of course, purpose. I want to have purpose every day and try to make an impact.
Welcome to the Live by Design podcast. I'm your host, Kate House. Join me each week as we come together as a community, sharing how we strive to live each day with intention, with a special focus on cultivating joy and practicing gratitude. Together, let's live by design, not default. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 107 of the Live by Design podcast. Today, we're going to be chatting with my friend and author, Allison Smith. Allison and I first connected over on Instagram, actually, when the Start Today brand on their Instagram posted a photo of mine from when I shared about a vision board I had recently created, which funnily enough, I have a lot of podcast episodes about vision boards, so I will link to those below in case you want to give them a listen after you tune into this episode. But Allison was so sweet and had written a really kind comment on that photo, and so she and I connected over in our DMs on Instagram, and we started following each other, and we've literally been friends ever since. So this was back in December of 2020, so we've been friends for a while now. I even actually won a raffle of Allison's latest book, and that was just like so thrilling for me because you guys know how much I love to read. And today we're going to share a conversation with Allison all about what it means to her to fill up in order to spill out. But before I get ahead of myself, it's time for our Apple Podcasts featured review of the week. Today's review was left by none other than our own Liz Chapman. Liz, thank you so much. And it's titled, A Friend in Your Ear. And it reads, I love everything there is about Kate and the Live by Design podcast. Kate sounds like a friend in my earbuds, and her enthusiasm for living a life full of joy is contagious. Since I've started listening to Kate, I've been implementing new habits from her amazing episodes, and I can't wait to hear what she comes up with next. Liz, thank you so much for this kind review, and you know I'm going to have a Starbucks gift card in the mail to you as soon as you hear this episode. And friends, I have to say, for Liz to leave a review like this means the world to me, because if there's anyone who has listened to more episodes of the podcast than anyone, it's probably Liz, because she edits every single one, which means she listens to it multiple times. So she lives with this content about as long as I do in creating it and planning it and recording it. So Liz, thank you so much for your support in every way possible. And friend, if you're listening to this and you too enjoy the podcast and it gives you actionable things that you can do in your life to live with purpose and passion and joy and gratitude in your heart, I'd be super, super grateful if you would take a hot second right now to review the show. All you need to do is open up the Apple Podcasts app on your phone, find the Live by Design podcast with me, Kate House, and scroll all the way down to the bottom. That's where you can rate the show with 5 stars and then write a couple sentences as a review of the show. You could share a favorite part of each episode, a tangible takeaway that you've implemented in your own life, or something that just brings you joy. I would be so grateful for your time. And if your review is picked for a future Apple Podcast review of the week, your next cup of coffee is on me. All right, friends, let's get this party started. I'd love to introduce you to our guest today. So Allison Smith is our guest, and she lives in Texas with her husband, their 2 girls, and their golden doodle. She's worked in healthcare for 20 years and is currently working as a family nurse practitioner in her local community. She is multi-passionate about so many things, including personal development, reading, running, and writing. Over the last few years, she's written and self-published not one but 2 books, and she hopes to continue writing and encouraging others and just trying to be a bright spot on the internet. So without further ado, here we go. Hey, Allison, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I am so excited to have you here.
Well, thank you, Kate. I'm excited to be here too. Thanks for asking me.
Of course. Yeah. So for anybody who is listening, Allison and I first connected over on Instagram. I feel like half of my podcast guests, that's how I introduce everybody, because I very strategically try to look for people to connect with online strategically in a very authentic way, and to find people who have similar interests, who are on similar journeys, and people that I can find inspiration from. You've definitely been one of those people in my life. Immediately when I first came across your profile, I think we both really loved Jenna Myers and her sticker shop. And I'm pretty sure that's where I found you, because you were like, you had commented on a photo I had commented on, and I was like, oh, let's see who this person is. And I immediately saw that you're also a runner, you're also a mom, you really enjoy personal development, and we're both really big readers. And you've taken it a step further, and you're also an author, and you were so kind, and I won a giveaway of your book a few months ago. And so it was kind of perfect that we got connected online, and now I've read your book and we're having this conversation. But for anybody who isn't lucky enough to already know you, who are you and what are you all about?
Well, I'm Allison Smith, and I live in Central Texas with my college sweetheart of almost 20 years. We have two girls, and I've been in healthcare now for about 20 years. I'm currently a nurse practitioner in our town, and so I get to see patients of all ages, you know, so that's my day job. But I'm also multi-passionate about a lot of other things. Some of the things you mentioned, like personal development, health and wellness, reading, running. And I recently started writing in the last few years. So I started a blog, and I wrote and self-published two books in the last few years. The one that you're talking about, Fill Up to Spill Out, that was the one that I released about a year ago. And so I'm just a busy mom like all of us, but I like to push myself to do hard things and just connect with lots of like-minded women like yourself on social media, just encourage others kind of on this journey of life.
Oh man, I love that so much. Well, that's exactly how you show up. I can see your heart when you share online, and your message of filling up in order to spill out really resonates with me. I think our podcast listeners are probably so tired of hearing me say that you can't pour from an empty vessel. That's my go-to line. And I don't think I fully appreciated that until, well, I had a quarter life crisis at 25 when I realized, like, okay, I can't prioritize my job above my own health and everything else in my life. And then also in becoming a parent, I've had to become even more intentional with setting aside time for myself each day in order to do my gratitude practice, to do my journaling, to meditate, to sweat, you know, all the things that make me my best and most vibrant self, so I can show up truly as my best self each day. And, you know, maybe that looks a little different each day, depending on the season of life I'm in, but I really love your message of filling up to spill out. And so I'm curious to know, oftentimes we teach or we write from our own personal experiences. And so what was it in your own life that's really made this the heart of what you're passionate about?
I think just being a nurse practitioner and seeing so many patients every day and listening to them. And, you know, a lot of them come in with anxiety and depression and grief, and just, they've just kind of lost themselves somewhere along the way. And, you know, they come in sort of wanting a quick fix, like we all do, you know, maybe some kind of pill, some, you know, they want me to do some tests to figure out why they're so tired, or, you know, and as we all know, there's not a quick fix, you know, in life. Sometimes they do go home with a pill, you know, for anxiety or depression, or, you know, or a referral for counseling. You know, I often ask them what they're doing, you know, for themselves to kind of help their energy level, to bring peace and joy to their own lives. You know, I ask them about exercise and, you know, a journaling practice, what they're reading, what they're listening to. And I'm often met with just kind of a blank stare. You know, a lot of my patients feel like they just don't have time for themselves. They feel overwhelmed. They feel kind of stretched too thin as a mom. They pour into everything else and everyone else without really making that time for themselves. And so I really saw a lot of this, especially in the last couple of years, just a lot of people who felt really down and depressed. You know, I think that's where I kind of got this idea of, you know, filling your cup each day. And I just started leaning hard into that. And as a working mom, I've kind of had to learn to do that over the years. Like you said, you kind of waking up earlier to have that time to yourselves before the kids wake up and before all the chaos kind of starts. And so just feel like
we can't give what we don't have. And so, you know, we can't love well, serve well, lead well, you know, do all these things well, unless we're kind of pouring back into ourselves. That's where kind of the idea of the book came. You know, I didn't realize I was going to be writing it in the middle of a pandemic. Started the book early in the year. And then, of course, you know, 2020 hit and everything changed. And I kind of stopped writing it for a few weeks, just not sure if I even wanted to keep writing or if I'd have time to keep writing this book. But then as the weeks and months kind of went on and we were just kind of filled with all this change and disappointment and uncertainty and everything, I found myself having to kind of lean even more into these ideas and, you know, concepts and stuff of fill in your cup. And then the book ended up being kind of this therapeutic process for myself as I was kind of going through 2020, being an essential worker and just feeling the stress of work and everything else. And so it kind of ended up being the perfect year to actually write this book. So I think, you know, God definitely had a plan there when he kind of put this idea on my heart to write this particular book. I think he knew it was coming, and it ended up being not just for my readers, but I guess for myself too. So,
yeah, I love that. Well, it's ironic, right? That the year that, and you talk about this in the book, the year that was really set up to just be, have so many adventures and so many special memories and time with your family and big achievements for yourself and your husband and all of these things. And it's ironic in a way that then that's the year that you're like, oh, I'm going to write about filling up myself in order to spell out. And then the pandemic starts and it's like the universe is like, oh yeah, you want to write about self-love and self-care? Like, how about under these, like under this scenario? And I love that, you know, you took time for yourself. I think we all, especially at the beginning, needed time to just wrap our minds around what was going on. But I think it's so beautiful that it was on your heart to do and you really made it happen. There's a couple parts of the book. Well, I'm sure you know this. Anybody who follows me on Instagram knows that when I read books, I annotate them like crazy. Like, I'm such a nerd. Like, I'm just such a dork. It's amazing. Like, my husband puts up with me because I'm like sitting in bed with my pen and my paper. Much goodness I like to remember from books. Now the problem is my 4-year-old sees me do it. And now I've caught him underlining parts of his like picture books. And he's aww, like, hey, I want to remember this part for later. And I'm like, that's adorable. You can't read, but... Uh-huh. But there's this one part of the book I really wanted to share with our listeners, and it's from the first chapter, but it really resonated with me and I think really sets the tone for the book itself. And so if it's okay with you, I'd love to read this little section out loud. Okay, sure. Wonderful. All right. So Allison writes, "The truth is we all have the time. We just have to arrange our time and our hours a little differently. We have to make the time for the things that are important to us and our overall health. We have to prioritize ourselves and what makes us feel our very best. We have to break the cycle of making endless excuses and instead choose to take action. Our health matters, our personal appearance and the way it makes us feel matters, our quality of sleep matters, our mental and emotional health matters. Filling our cup matters." And I just love that excerpt because I think it so beautifully encapsulates what you're looking to do. And so I'm curious to know in your own personal life, through your experience of writing this book and being somebody that really prioritizes their holistic health, you know, all these different areas of emotional and spiritual and physical and all of that, when it comes to the actual tangible application of that, how does that look in your own personal life in the season that you're in, knowing that, you know, we're all in different seasons. And so I love to hear what works for each person, because then myself, you know, as the host and our listeners can just kind of take little morsels and say like, oh, maybe I can adapt a form of that to work in my own life as well. So would you be willing to share with us how that goes about in your day?
Yeah, I think if you're a mom, you know, you're definitely short on time. And, you know, I think you do have to create those little pockets of time in the day, whether it's giving up an extra hour of sleep and kind of waking up, you know, an hour earlier than everybody else in the house, just to have that time to pour into yourself. That was how I kind of got this book written, was committed to waking up at 4:30 a.m. every day, which is so early, but it was the only time I had to write because I had to go to work and then you have to take the kids to all the things after work and you're tired in the evening. And so I think you just have to, you know, if you want that time to yourself, you have to sacrifice somewhere else. And so, you know, waking up an extra hour earlier so you have that time before the chaos starts, you can have your quiet time with your coffee, you can read, journal, you know, do your little devotional or, you know, whatever kind of, you know, thing that helps to kind of keep you grounded, you know, and start your day off on the right foot. You know, if you want to get that exercise in, you kind of have to figure out where you're going to put that in your schedule, whether it's first thing in the morning before everybody wakes up or as soon as you get home, or if you're going to, you know, kind of trade off with your spouse and, you know, you go for your run while he kind of cooks dinner. And then, you know, after dinner, he goes for his run while you get the kids bathed, you know. And so my husband and I have always been kind of good at giving each other that time, you know, to get our exercise in, to, you know, do something that we enjoy, you know. And I'm also just pretty good at just kind of multitasking, you know, if I'm doing chores, I'm listening to an audiobook, I'm listening to a podcast, I'm at soccer practice, you know, I'm walking around the field, getting some exercise in. I think you just have to do those things that help to fill your cup and, you know, not make excuses that, well, I have to work and I have to take care of the kids and I have to do this and that. You know, there is time. You just have to be intentional about how you use that time. And that's what I've done, you know, and before I had kids, I probably had a lot more time. You know, you don't have those little humans that are waiting for you to, you know, play with them and take care of them and all the things. But since having kids, you know, I've had to be just very intentional about finding that time for me, not feeling guilty about it, not, you know, making excuses. So that's what I encourage my patients to do when they tell me they don't have time. It's like, you do have time. You just have to give up some things that, you know, you may not get to watch those TV shows at night. You may not get to sleep quite as long as you'd like to sleep, but we all have the time. We just have to prioritize the things that truly matter. So,
yeah, I love what you say about multitasking. I have a cousin who rides her Peloton and reads at the same time because it's really important to her to do both of those things. But she also, our kids are very close in age. And so she's got a 4 and a 2-year-old as well. And so we're 4 and a 3-year-old. And, you know, sometimes those pockets of time are small. And so you have to really take advantage of them. And I love when she posts that, one, I can't do that. I would feel sick if I did that. But I love that she's able to do that and really prioritize that time. Or like you were saying, you know, being at soccer practice and going for a walk at the same time and really using those pockets of time to their fullest advantage. I'm curious to know, later in the book, you talk about in choosing to feed yourself things that are in your mind that are helpful for you. And so I know you're a big podcast listener. That's something that we have in common, obviously. I'm curious, you know, if you have favorite, you know, podcasts or audiobooks, or what is it when you're doing that multitasking? Like for me, this looks like when I go for a run, I almost always am listening to a book or a podcast. And sometimes it's music. Sometimes I just need to like tune into myself and I just listen to music. But I'm curious to know if there's some resources in your life that have really helped you get started.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this year I took a little bit of a break from writing. I was going to write a third book and I just felt like I needed a little break from writing. Instead, I made a goal for myself to read 50 books this year. I do read a lot, but I don't think I've ever read 50 books in a year. So this year I've read a ton of books. I think I'm at 42 maybe. So I have a little bit more to go before the end of the year. But yes, I definitely read physical books and I listen to Audible books on my run or walks with my dog. I would say that probably the 3 favorite books I've read this year are Atomic Habits by James Clear. I know a lot of people probably 3 or 4 million people have read that book. I was a little bit late to the game on that book, but that book really spoke to me this year. And then Take Back Your Time by Christy Wright. That's kind of a new book this year, but I definitely love that book. So if you're having a hard time finding time in your day to commit to, you know, investing in yourself, that's a great book to read. And then Growing Boldly by Emily Lay. I'm a huge fan of Emily Lay, so I really enjoyed that book. But yeah, I listen to a ton of podcasts. like Emily Lay's Simplified podcast is one of my favorites. Love Annie F. Downs. That sounds fun. Dream Big with Bob Goff is another favorite. Yeah, I mean, there are just so many great podcasts out there. I feel like, you know, who we surround ourselves with, you know, whether it's people in our real life or people on the internet, different podcasts, books, you know, all these resources, they really have a huge impact on our mood and our just overall mindset. You know, I try to follow people that really encourage me, motivate me, inspire me, just make me feel better, you know, that I can learn from and take those tactical tips and tools and apply them to my life. Find those people to really, you know, just make a huge impact in my life. So, you know, I follow a lot of runners and people in the personal development space, people focused on health and wellness, other writers, people that inspire me to just be a better version of myself.
I love that. Thank you so much. I think I absolutely agree. I like could not agree more. I think a lot of times we think about filling ourselves up with like tangibly like food or drink. Like, what are you eating? What are you drinking when it comes to your health? How are you moving your body? But I think a lot of times we forget that what we fuel our minds with is just as important, if not more so, because it can be really motivating when you find those people that really speak to you and can really mm-hmm. tap into that. So for somebody who's listening and they're like, okay, I need to make myself a bigger priority in my own life and really claim my time. A book I found that was really helpful is called Essentialism. Have you ever read it?
Yes, yeah. I have. I read that one this year as well.
I love sending books to podcast guests as a thank you. And now I'm like, oh, Doug, you've read so many books this year. Like, I'm going to find one that hopefully you haven't read yet. But, you know, this idea of claiming your time and not letting somebody else dictate your schedule and ultimately your life. And so for somebody who's listening and they want to prioritize themselves, I have found that having a why, quote unquote, your why is super important. And you're very clear on your desire to care for yourself in like the truest sense of the word. And so I'm curious if you would be willing to share with us if you have a why, if there's something that really drives this desire inside of you, because oftentimes when we're starting these new habits or these new routines and we really want to take care of ourselves, but then, you know, life happens, the kids get sick or, you know, whatever, something will always happen. Life will always happen. Tapping into that why can help you just start again when you've gotten a little derailed and you're like, oh, it's been a couple of days since I've done my morning routine, but I really want to get mm-hmm. back into it. You know, tapping into that why, tapping into whatever that emotion is a way to get back on track. And so I'm curious if you have a why.
Yeah, actually, it's kind of neat because we both follow Jenna Myers. She has her Memories by Myers sticker shop, and I've been following her for several years. She actually made me a little mirror cling or window cling last year with my why on it, just because I wanted to look in the mirror every day and kind of be reminded of my why and doing what I'm doing every day. And it says, well, it says fill up to spill out, but then it says cultivate peace, joy, and purpose every day. And so that's kind of my why, is I want to wake up each day. And, you know, even if it's a hard day, I'm still going to do my best to find peace, joy, and create purpose in my life, you know, each and every day. And so I feel like we have to protect our peace every day, you know, however that looks. And then I think we can always find joy, even on the hard days, if we're training ourselves to look for it and to create these little joys. And then, of course, purpose. I want to have purpose every day and try to make an impact, whether it's at home with my kids or at work when I'm seeing patients every day, in my books that I'm writing, or my little post on social media, or, you know, on my blog. I just feel like we all have purpose inside of us, you know, and that looks differently for everybody. But I feel like we're happiest when we have purpose and impact, feel like we are giving back and serving and, you know, loving others well.
That's so beautiful. It's hilarious because I actually didn't know about your window cling, because I have a tattoo that Jenna designed. Oh, wait, here we go. Here it is. It says, oh, I don't know if you can see it. It says warrior. And that was my word of the year a few years ago. And not worrier, like I'm worried, but warrior, like I'm fierce. Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me in the same way that your window cling does, I look down at it and I'm just like, okay, what do I want to embody today? I want to embody somebody who is disciplined, somebody who is strong, somebody who really knows their purpose, right? Their focus, and goes after it doggedly time and time again and gets really good at it. Hopefully. That's just too funny. I'll have to reach out to Jenna. I'll link to her below in the show notes for anyone who wants to check out her store, but I'm sure she'll give us a little discount code as well. So I'll link to that in the show notes in case anybody wants to check out Jenna and her site, because clearly she's had an impact on both of us. And that's the beauty I find of cultivating these friendships online. Oftentimes, I think people think like, oh, you can't make real friends on Instagram. And I'm like, actually, you definitely can. And like you said, you can choose to surround yourself with people from, you know, all sorts of different walks of life, all sorts of backgrounds, locations, right? Like I've made friends all over the US, all over the world through Instagram, but all people who are looking to live with purpose and joy and to really just show up as their best self, and which is something that you actually delve into the book as well, which I really appreciated. And I think it's just such a cool way. Like otherwise, like Allison and I wouldn't be sitting down right now and having this conversation. So thank you so much for just sharing from the heart and speaking to us about filling up in order to spill out, because I so resonate with that. And for anybody who's listening right now and they're like, yes, I agree, and they want to follow your journey, where are the best places to find you online?
Well, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram under the name Fill Up to Spill Out. That's also the name of my blog, Fill Up to Spill Out at blogspot.com. I have two books available on Amazon. My first book that I wrote, I kind of wrote it more for my family than anybody else. I know other people have read it, but it's kind of my story and my journey. And, you know, I grew up as a farmer's daughter, lived out on the farm, and just kind of just my journey through life and all the ups and downs and little mistakes I've made, and just, you know, how I was raised, and just kind of a shout out to my family and my childhood. And then of course the book that you have, Fill Up to Spill Out, was kind of written for a broader audience, probably mostly moms that just feel like they need to kind of figure out some ways how to fill their cup, invest more in themselves, and kind of show up as a better version of themselves. So those books are both available on Amazon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Allison. Again, I will link to everything in the show notes below so everybody can find your work and follow you online and just be inspired in the same way that I have been by you. So thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Hey, friend, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. And if this idea of filling up to spill out, or knowing that you can't pour from an empty vessel, resonates with you, then the Live by Design Collective was created with you in mind. I have gone through seasons where I have just given of myself to my family, to my career, to my education, so many different times when I have put my health and my wellness and my own joy, really, and creativity in the backseat. And that has always led to me feeling burnt out. And that's why, one of the reasons why I created the Live by Design Collective. It's a commitment to yourself that you're going to set aside 2 1-hour blocks of time, so the first Monday of each month and the third Monday of each month, to get together virtually with our community via Zoom to grow, to learn, and to share sacred space together, and to journal, and to just share in all of the good and the hard things in life. Because if I've learned anything, it's that doing life in community with other incredible women is a really special and uplifting experience. So if you're ready to fill up your own cup so that you can pour out and share the best of yourself with those that you love the most, then go over to misskatehouse.com/LBD Collective to learn more or join today. That's MSKATEHOUSE.com/LBDCOLLECTIVE to learn more. Or scroll down in your listening app now. Welcome to Joyful Corner, my opportunity each week to share with you something or someone that's recently brought me joy, or an experience that I'm grateful to have had. Well, friends, as this episode airs, it should truly officially be spring here in the Gettysburg, Pennsylvania countryside.
and I have been so excited to get back to gardening, specifically vegetable gardening. I love growing produce. I grew up gardening with my dad. That was a really special time we would have together where there were no distractions and we could just be together one-on-one. I gardened with my grandma growing up, and it's something that I have always just really, really loved and enjoyed. When we lived in Illinois, I had an epically big garden for a couple of years. And then we moved to Maryland, and our backyard was very dark. There were like a lot of trees, and it was very damp, and it was just not great for gardening. So I took a brief hiatus from gardening. We had a couple kids, and we moved a couple of times. And now that our kids are a little bit older and we live here in the country, I have more room than I've literally ever had before to garden. And that's what I'm joyful about. I'm joyful that when this episode airs, I will be regularly, daily, getting in the garden and getting my hands in the earth and growing things and nurturing things and teaching my boys along the way. We're actually going to create a whole bed for them that's literally just like dirt and sand and rocks, probably a lot of rocks. I'm just excited to be outside in nature with my hands in the dirt and enjoying some sunshine and just getting to share with the next generation the joy that comes with growing something and nurturing something and caring for it, and eventually getting to reap the rewards of that in the form of all the vegetables like zucchini and squash and eggplant and tomatoes. All the tomatoes. I love fresh tomatoes. And I also want to try growing things that I haven't done before, like different lettuces. And oh my gosh, I want to have like a huge section for herbs. Like, can you tell I'm excited? I'm pretty sure Pinterest thinks that my only interest is gardening at this point because it's like the only thing that I look up on there right now. So when I drop this episode, if my garden is in any state where I can share it with you guys, where it doesn't look like a giant mud patch in my backyard, I will definitely post a photo in the show notes or post it over on Instagram at Miss Kate House. And if you have any gardening tips for me, I am still a newbie, I would say, and I'm always looking and eager and willing to learn. And a big thank you this week to Allison for being our Joyful Corner listener voicemail.
This time of year is just kind of my favorite time of year. So it's not hard to find things to be grateful for and things that truly bring me joy. You know, I love the holidays and decorating and baking with my girls. And we usually get to travel quite a bit at the end of the year and see family and friends. And it's finally cooler around here in Texas, so it's great running weather. I'm getting ready to run my fourth marathon, so I'm definitely putting in some of those long runs right now. So lots of time to listen to great podcasts and audiobooks, which just makes me really happy. I feel like we can find joy in every day, whether, like you said, a little perfect cup of coffee, you know, going to Target, walking around alone with my Starbucks cup. That really brings me joy. I started a gratitude practice several years ago, which is probably something similar to what you do in the morning, where you write down at least five things you're thankful for from the following day. And so just knowing that every morning I'm going to write down those things, you know, it makes me look for all the little things, you know, that I'm thankful for, you know, and even on those hard days where you just have a tough day at work and you get home and you feel like, well, there was nothing good about this day. You know, I still feel like those last few hours of the day, I'm going to make sure that I, you know, cultivate peace and joy and things I'm grateful for, you know, so that following day I have plenty of things to write down.
I love that so much. I've had the same experience too, where you're like, oh man, that was a tough one. And let's find something or create a moment that, and the cool thing about a gratitude practice like that is it really does keep you accountable to creating those moments for yourself, right? Like maybe it's a day where you could have just thrown in the towel and you're just like, well, forget this. Like, I'm done with today, which happens,
right.
But it's nice to have that thing that holds you accountable to be like, okay, well, I could take 10 minutes and read a book that I know I really like and will bring me a little bit of a bright spot to my day, or, you know, whatever it might be, go for a walk. Or a lot of times I'm like, my gratitude practice, like half the time it's like cuddling my kids, you know, just those sweet moments that maybe would pass if you didn't have to consciously recognize it each day. Oh, I love that. Well, Allison, thank you so much for sharing what's brought you joy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
friend, I hope you enjoyed listening to this conversation, and I will include links below in the show notes so you can connect with Allison online and be inspired by her in real time, just like I am each and every day. If you haven't yet joined my little love letter, I would encourage you to do so by jumping over to misskatehouse.com/newsletter. And this is just a short email that goes out to accompany each episode of the podcast. So not only are you the first to know when each new episode becomes available, but you have a direct link to tune in and direct access to any resources mentioned in the episode itself. This episode was planned and recorded by me, Kate House, with huge thanks to the incredible Liz Chapman for managing and producing the Live by Design podcast. I will be back in your earbuds later this week for a mini episode all about the cycles of change and the process we can expect, both the highs and the lows, anytime we're implementing change in our lives. I find it to be really helpful to know when to expect to feel really good and when to expect a new habit or any set of change to feel challenging before it gets incorporated into my day as an actual habit. And until then, friend, spread some joy, make someone smile.